Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 319 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 26, Mean Wheels Mantis.
It aired October 29th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Worth Keeter.
The Keet, he back.
He's back. We're back on that Keeter biz.
Where you been, Keet? It's been a while. It probably hasn't been that long.
I don't remember. I mean, I don't remember hearing his name for a while.
I think he did at least one episode this season. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. Started episode 13. You know the drill by now.
For those of you keeping track at home, Worth Keeter directed episodes 3 and 4 of Lost Galaxy.
So it's been a minute.
And now he will do this one, and the next one, I believe.
All right. Good. Good to have the Keet back. Hopefully, I don't remember if Worth Keeter was a good director or not.
We talked about him, I think, in pretty high regards every time his name came up. But maybe that was just because we always made the same joke about his name.
Well, you say we.
And
you
by
mean
we,
you.
I mean me.
Anyway, we're going to go watch Mean Wheels Mantis.
Go,
Galactic!
And we watched Mean Wheels Mantis.
Yep. That's not the Mantis's name.
No, it's Motor Mantis.
Motor Mantis. Why isn't it Mean Wheels Mantis? Is it because his wheels are mean?
Yeah, the Motor Mantis has mean wheels.
Okay, I get that. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is JakeandJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating review. Any of those places for Christmas? For us? Like a Christmas present to us? You could do that, please?
Just leave a nice review.
We really appreciate it.
In a cute little bow with some Power Rangers lightning bolt wrapping paper.
Yeah, that'd be rad if I could find that now.
They're coming back.
It would be the new lightning bolt, which is like...
It would be either the new like movie stuff or it would be the pink and green Mighty Morphin Ranger.
Yeah.
That's all there is.
That's all. Nothing else. Finally, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1.38 a month, you can support the show, and you get a little back. You get some cool stuff in return, like our exclusive Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, or our Patreon-only podcast, the Hey, Jake and Josh Show. We only have one episode of that, and it was just us talking about Super Mario Odyssey, so we didn't poison the podcast with it. We'll probably do another one of those pretty soon at some point when we get something to talk about.
Yeah.
Patreon update. Hey everybody, Jake from the future. Patreon update is that Patreon has walked back their new fee policy and mea culpa, they're not doing it. They're probably gonna figure out a way to do something like it without being as on the face greedy, but as of now, Patreon back to normal. So if you want to pledge and help us out, that would be really great. If you are already a patron, thank you so much. You're the best. And that shirt looks great on you. Anyway, that's all that out of the way. It's a Friday episode. You know what that means.
Oh, you're doing it, aren't you? I just heard you close an app.
No, I just gotta...
Okay.
We're just gonna jump right into it. No fuss, no muss. Are you ready?
Yes.
We start off in the woods. Leo's walking around in the woods, and he walks up to a tree. Maya's in that tree having a confab with the big wolf.
Yep. I don't know how he didn't notice, or maybe he did notice the big wolf, and he was like, I'm going to go over there.
It looked like he saw Maya, too, and was like, what are you doing yeah. over here? And she's like, yeah. She says, I'm like, and then what happened? So here's the thing, and she's about to teach Leo how to talk to the big animals.
Yeah.
Okay. They talk in feelings, not in words, and you gotta listen with your heart.
I'm sorry, but I just don't understand what they talk in feelings means.
I don't know. It's a hippy dippy bullcrap.
We joked about this and that if they were to text, it would just be emojis.
Yeah, they speak in emojis. Here's the thing that I don't understand. If they speak in feelings, how can you tell a story? Because stories aren't feelings.
Happy, happy, sad, mad, angry, sad, mad, happy, happy.
I think it would be something, I don't know, it's hard to, it's just like a metaphysical, like,
yeah,
like, you feel that.
Yeah, she says they talk in feelings, but I feel more like what she means is you just need to feel what they're saying.
You just gotta, yeah, you gotta, like, take it in.
Yeah.
And listen with your heart. Because it's still, like, inward.
Yeah, and that little, like, chest clutch is gonna be a key to hearing them.
So then Leo tries it, and he's trying. He's trying real hard, but he bad at it, so he doesn't. He fails.
He doesn't have the feels.
He's like, maybe I should stick to card tricks. Remember when I did that in the first three episodes and never again?
I forgot. I was like, what magic tricks do you know?
Yeah,
but he does know one.
He knows a couple. He did at least two. He got Kai and Damon with him. Then we cut to the blade ship, and Divya is like, here he is, Motor Mantis. And Motor Mantis runs in and goes, zoom!
No, I see what you're trying to do, because Cannon Brawl just came and went, but you're not doing it.
No, it's not the same. Doing the same thing someone else did that was good, but doing it bad isn't good.
Cannon Brawl!
That was the best. Zoom sucks. And he won't try this again. He realizes it.
Yeah, he only does it this one time. He runs away in a second. He does not zoom out of there.
So he's like, you got to put me in, coach. I'm the best. I'm super fast, and I'll do the job great. And Trakina's like, I don't think she says any words this whole time.
She only says, like, go get him. Or, like, go ahead. She does not say much. She's in the episode for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
She's like, super made up. I think her makeup is more intense now.
I think it's a little bit the lighting too, but I definitely noticed that, like, they are trying to sharpen her cheekbones a little bit.
Yeah.
Even if that is possible.
She has come of age, I guess.
Yeah.
So she can't be in the episodes anymore.
I just want her to be back in more.
I just wish she was still training, because that was so good.
Yeah.
Instead, now she just sits in a chair and says, go.
Yes, do that. So we cut down to the Terra Venture main dome, and Meanwhile, Mantis is driving around on a dirt bike, and he blows up some buildings with the front gun, just straight up destroys buildings with his regular motorcycle blast.
Yeah, that's strong.
Seems a little overpowered to me. We got the theme song. When we come back, he's blown up more buildings. At least two buildings have blown up because of this motorcycle. Well, it is a dirt bike. It's pretty much a dirt bike. I don't know.
It's 100% a dirt bike.
And then Maya and Kendrick show up, and they go stop him. But here's a trick. He's apparently very powerful.
He's on a bike.
He's on a bike, and that makes you one step stronger than the Power Ranger.
They don't have a bike.
Don't have it. They don't have their own bikes, do they?
No. Maya and Kendrick show up on foot to stop him.
That sucks.
By themselves.
Get these girls some bikes.
And now I'm realizing, like, this isn't how Power Rangers used to go. Because it would be Motor Mantis attacks the city in the opening. Well, first of all, it just started with the opening. There was no cold open like there is now.
Yeah, it used to just start.
So it would be the kids at school, the monster attacks. The alarms go off at the command center, and we get to see the Power Rangers, like, talk to Zordon about the monster, and then form a plan and go fight it. But now it's just the monster attacks, and the Rangers show up, usually not together.
Yeah, there's a scene later on where the three guys are talking, and it's very good. It's, like, 3 seconds long.
Yeah, I feel like they left the plan out, where the plan was Kendricks and Maya are gonna just go stop him from blowing buildings up while the guys go get their bikes. Because the guys show up on bikes in a couple minutes.
I don't think they talked. I think the girls just showed up to stop him. And then later on, the guys were like, hey, we're on our bikes. We figured we might as well come by. Meanwhile, Mantis does zap them and turns them into trophies. This is when the boys show up. And they're like, we're going to save them. And he's like, no, you won't. Whoop. And turns them into little trophies.
Yeah.
And takes them. He just does like a couple donuts. And is like, I'm going to challenge you to a race for the pink and yellow Ranger trophies. And they're like, okay. And he's like, it's now. The race is starting. And he drives away. We get a close-up while he's talking before he speeds off of his face. He's got a mantis head.
He does. And from a distance, you think he's just got, like, a bug head, but it's, like, on those doggy fresher bags, or it's the dog with the teeth photoshopped into its mouth.
Yes.
You think he has one of those freaky mouths.
He has human mouth and teeth.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of teeth that are always out there.
Too much teeth. And the mouth works.
Yeah.
Which is just a little too wrong.
It's a little uncanny valley. And also, he's got those big bug eyes on the side, but those are not his eyes.
I don't know. Okay. Those are not his eyes.
No.
He has a face in the middle of his head.
It's bad.
And his whole gimmick is, I ride a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
I have no peripheral vision at all.
Or
those are headlights. Extra eyes.
He's got wicked perifs.
Yeah, he can see very straight with his regular people eyes on his weird people face.
It's been very bad.
But he also has 360 degree vision with his big mantis eyes.
Yeah, he's also got a leather jacket on, kind of. It's a little bit his skin, but also a little bit of leather jacket.
It does come down into, like, tails.
It's got seams and, like, you can see under it in places, but it's...
Man, monsters are weird.
Yeah. Sometimes they go one too far, and I don't like it. So he speeds off, and he throws these two tripwire. It's not a tripwire, it's a laser, like an actual laser. He's like, this one's for Blue Ranger, ha ha. And he throws them into two trees, and Kai gets, like, clotheslined by this laser wire.
Kai was... After he throws them, we see the Power Rangers. It cuts to them who are coming up.
Yeah.
And Kai was in the back and then just happened to pass by Leo and Damon right before he hit the tripwire.
Well, you know, in Mario Kart, when you're behind someone for long enough, you draft them, you get that speed boost.
But I'm saying, how did the mantis know Kai was going to hit it?
360 degree vision.
That's it. You're right. He can see all around and into the future. And he was like, I got him.
2 to 3 seconds in the future. Kai gets clotheslined and taken out. And they're like, Kai, no. And he's like, go on without me. I'm dead. Why did the laser only work once?
Because he broke through it.
He hit it and the laser broke?
I feel like, and this might have just been because it was a poor special effect, but I feel like it did make a line, like they connected in
maybe,
like a fishing line.
Okay, and it just was like electrified and clotheslined him,
I guess. Or he hit it and that was it. It's just a one-time use.
In the video game, James Bond Nightfire, sorry, 007 Nightfire for the Nintendo GameCube, the second best James Bond game, but it's a long way off, I would say.
Yeah.
From the first. There are these little laser boxes that have a laser coming out of them, and if you cross them, the box blows up. And I was expecting that, and I didn't get that.
Instead, it just clotheslines him, but he's also electric. And somehow wrecks his bike.
Yeah, it just destroys it, as we'll see a little bit later. And then Damon is in the front now. Mantis shoots the cliffs.
He shoots the cliff wall, and it's a rock start to fall.
And they don't land on Damon, but he has to, like, slalom around him.
Damon shot him or something, right? Because Damon's like, this will slow him down.
And it didn't.
And it didn't do anything.
It did nothing.
It just made him, like, look very cool because he's driving out of smoke now.
Yeah. Good job, Damon. Way to go. But, like, all these rocks land from this, like, pseudo avalanche, and the mantis, like, dodges them, and then Damon dodges most of them and just hits one and flies forward.
Yeah, if this happened, this is what I thought was going to happen, but if this had happened to TJ, the biggest boulder would have landed right on his head.
Oh, absolutely.
That is what I thought was going to happen, and I was like, stop, don't do this again.
No, please, no. No, he just, he lands, it's pretty bad, though. Like, the landing he took was pretty rough. Then Leo gets up to him. They do a little bike fight. Mantis loses some speed.
Yeah, Leo pulls up next to him, and the mantis looks at him and goes, did I ever tell you that I cheat? And then punches him.
Yeah. Leo punches him back a couple times, and Leo pulls ahead. But then Mantis shoots Leo and bunny hops over him.
He just jumps right over him.
No ramp, just straight
also
up lifts his bike in the air.
The finish line is managed by buggies, and I don't know. how fair that is either.
Yeah, I just don't know how they thought they were going to win. Also, I thought there was going to be a little buildup before we got right into the race, so I had no idea what the rest of the episode was going to be. Because it was just like, immediately we're in the race. So he loses and is like, hey, you cheated. Give me the trophies. I should have won. And Mantis is like, I'm a monster. And then teleports away.
Yeah, he leaves with the trophies and Leo is like, oh, crap.
Oh, whoa, geez.
They're really gone. He took them.
So Leo does that like slow motion, like fall to his knees and punch the ground. And he's like, I let everyone down because I lost.
He drops right in front of the finish line. Doesn't even cross it. He never finished the race.
No. It's just disappointing, really.
He's still losing. His time is still ticking.
Yeah.
It's just embarrassing.
I mean, he's going to get it at least second. But, like, you want to keep that time close.
Yeah.
That's where you get the points. So we cut to the next day.
That's the next day sound.
Bloop. That is. Congratulations. I actually think it's later that night. I don't think it's the next day. Damon and Kai and Leo are arguing over the bikes. Because Damon's and Kai's are annihilated.
They are talking like they are arguing. Like, their inflection is that they are arguing.
Yeah.
But they aren't, right? Right?
I mean,
Kai is like, how broken is this one? And Damon's like, it's very, very broken. And Leo's like, can you make mine run? And Damon's like, yeah, I could probably.
I think
and Leo's like, great, thanks. And then Damon's like, yeah, you're welcome.
I think there's a little bit of argument in there because Kai's like, you know, they're busted. And Damon's like, yeah, I know. Like, and Leo's like, mine's not. It's fine. And Leo's Damon says something about how like his gas charger pump. His
fuel injector.
His fuel bus.
Yeah.
His fuel ports are all clogged
up.
They're
all full.
They're all full.
He's out of ports.
He's out of ports. And he's like, can you get it running? He's like, yeah, by the morning if I work all night. And then Kai comes in and is like, even if we get it working, it's not going to be fast enough. And that's where the argument kind of is. But I like this scene because it's the Power Rangers doing stuff together.
Yeah. Even if they're fighting, they're still working together, except Leo leaves.
Leo does dip because he's not good at mechanics.
He's not good at anything.
No.
Except bad magic tricks.
Yeah. I guess he's like a halfway decent pilot.
He's also, I guess, good at fighting.
Pretty good Red Ranger.
Ripping his shirt off.
That's true. He goes outside and, oh, before they leave, Damon says, let's put the roar back in this thing. Talking about Leo's bike, and I kind of like that line.
Yeah.
I just like that. Then we get outside. Leo is, like, mad and grumping, and he hears Mantis just racing around, racing for pink somewhere.
In the distance, he's just like,
living his life quarter mile at a time. And then he also hears the lion roar, and he's like, yeah, all right. And he goes to find it, and I don't know why his reaction was that way. He was like, oh, that's it. That's the lion. He goes and finds it. And then the lions are like, roar. And Leo gets like this flashback of like, listen, in your heart.
Right.
And all that stuff.
Clutch and pull down.
He does the motion again, which is a double Jefferson, which is so complicated to explain in an audio medium that I'm just going to leave it there.
You clench your fist to your chest and pull your elbows down.
Well, the Jefferson, classic Jefferson, is it's a fist pump, but you pull your elbow way in.
Oh.
That was Jefferson was our waiter at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, right.
Both times we went, and he was an awkward human being. And he was like, is the food good? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, yes. And he's fist, and his elbow is crossing his body.
Pull your elbow across your sternum.
Yeah, like down and over. This like heart clutch is like a semi double Jefferson because you don't do quite the whole cross, but you do get those elbows deep down there. So that's Jefferson for
right. you. Tell your friends about the Jefferson.
Yeah, if you ever see me in person, I'll give you a demonstration. I'll also give you the thumbs up wink. Shoot, pull.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Which
is exactly what it sounds like. Yep.
So you know, you know. So anyway, the lion talks to Leo. We don't hear what the lion says, obviously, unfortunately. I was hoping it would be like Bulk's voice being like, you need more power.
Come to the bar. Hey, give us some screen time.
I want to be in an episode again. He's been in 3 of the 26 episodes.
Yeah, and that third one, he finally came back so they could establish what his character was now.
Yep.
Him and Phenomenus.
Never saw him
again. And we just did nothing with it.
What a waste. What a bullshit waste.
Disgusting.
So Leo looks at the lion and goes, oh, I need more power. And he breaks into Binford Tools and he gets the Binford Vacuum Suck 9000 or whatever. It's always like a vacuum or a big grill. Every time.
There's that one time where it was a whole kitchen.
That's true.
The man's kitchen.
Oh, I remember that because he had like,
inside
a squirt gun of salt.
Yeah, and like inside the refrigerator was just your own butcher.
Say what you guys will about Tim Allen. He's a bad person now. He's kind of a dumb, gross guy now.
I mean, he's always been kind of a bad person.
Yeah, it came to light more recently.
Yeah, times have changed and he did not, what happened.
But man, Home Improvement rules. So, Leo goes back to the megaship. I thought it was Command. I thought he was sneaking into Command to steal some, like, experimental jet engines or something. But it's just the megaship, and he's doing, like, sneaky tiptoes around. And he gets into the garage, and Kai is face down on a tire, sleeping, with a wrench in his hand. Damon is on the little, like,
the oil,
dolly
yeah,
thing.
Oil, the thing you lay on to
the
slide
oil
under
dolly.
A car to change the oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's... I feel like I should know what that's called. My dad's a mechanic, but...
So it partially looks like they fell asleep working, but also looks like they stopped working and were too tired to go back to their room.
That might be it. Or they got their second wind, finished up Leo's bike, and said, you know what? Let's get to work on ours. And then, nope, it wasn't the second wind. You fell asleep. So he sneaks out of there with the bike. And
he does tell them they did a nice job.
Yeah. He gives a little kiss on the forehead. He doesn't. But that's the emotion that I feel like he is trying to convey. So then later, I guess it's like the next morning or like 4 minutes from now. I don't know. He goes out into the street and he's like, hey, Mantis, you chicken? You want to race me for a rematch? And that's how his sentence works. And the Mantis shows up and he's like, yeah, I love a rematch.
No, he says no.
Oh, does he say no?
Initially, he's like, hey, I love a good race, but I already beat you.
Oh, that's
like, what do I have to prove to you again?
And Leo's like, I got something on the line too.
Yeah, he's got to goad him into it. He's got to offer. He's got to up the ante.
Yeah.
So he offers his quasar saber,
which, if you'll recall, the first 7 episodes or so was all they wanted.
That's, yeah.
They were super duper into those quasar sabers, and then the lights of Orion showed up. They're like, quasar sabers are out. We need the lights now. And the lights went away.
They got the lights, and then they just like. Still forgot about the quasar saber.
Like,
now they just want to
just do whatever.
Now they just want to kill the Power Rangers.
Let's just do monster stuff. He's like, ooh, if I get that quasar saber, Drakina's gonna be super impressed with me. She'll give me like
so much
$100
money. A hundo. Whoa.
She'll give me a cool Ben Frankie and maybe another bike. Who knows? Oh,
he's got a collection.
And then I wrote this down because of the delivery and how, I don't know, kind of unnecessary it is. Because here's the deal. They're about to race, right?
Yeah.
You know how a race goes.
Yeah, you finish first.
First person to win wins,
yep.
Right? So he goes, the rules are simple, and here they are.
You don't need to say that.
No.
When you say the rules are simple, it implies that you're about to
say them. And by adding, and here they are, you're just stalling for time. And also, everyone knows the rules of a race. First person to cross the finish line wins.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the rules. They are simple. You're right. You didn't need to explain them. Everyone knows the rules of a race.
Unless he was trying to, like, because I don't know what he said after that. Maybe he, like, plotted the course. He's like, we have to go around. He says we're going to first one around the whole dome.
Right.
Is what he said. So just ride this road until you come back to here.
I guess.
That works.
Just go in a big loop. So then there's a race. Nothing special happens in the race for
This one's not nearly as wacky as the first one.
Until there's one cool moment that happens before, like, the big thing that happens. Mantis jumps off his bike onto Leo's bike and starts hockey fighting Leo on a moving motor vehicle.
Leo, I think, like, uppercuts him off the bike, which sends Mantis into the air, but then he just lands on his own bike. He
lands back on his own bike, but it sends Leo kind of off course into this little, like...
He kicks Leo off course. He says pit stop and kicks him into the exploding boxes.
Yeah. Remember the exploding boxes from Turbo?
Yeah, when they were being stalked by a Hummer.
Yeah. Or I guess I was in space. Yeah. They're back, and now they're in space, in a lost galaxy.
Just, on their way to a lost galaxy.
Right, they're finding a lost galaxy. But they're just like... There's, like, boxes just on the side of the road, and they're explosive. And it's just because the stunt people were like, we can get away with it.
Someone was out in the racing dome trying to set up a fireworks stand. Fortunately for their business, Leo got kicked into it.
Yeah, it's...
And they all went off.
Gonna be hard times for them. Leo kicked their job.
Mantis kicked their job.
Mantis kicked their job. Leo ran into it with a motorcycle. So we get kind of near the end. Mantis sees the finish line, but then we get a wider shot, and the finish line is nowhere in sight. So I don't know.
Yeah, they're around a bunch of corners.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't know. So Leo starts hearing the girls being like, Leo, from earlier when they were being turned into statues. And he's like, all right, time to do it. And he makes, like, a cross with his hands and does, like, a thing.
It looked to me like he was using the lights of Orion.
I thought that's what he was going to do. Because that's the more power. That's the power-up mode.
That's your power-up, more power-up mode.
But instead what he did was turn his motorcycle into a less aerodynamic motorcycle.
Now it's a big... Bat cycle, basically.
Well,
it's like if the Batmobile was a motorcycle.
It's like, okay, so the front where the headlight is like the head of the Zord that they are, right?
That's a whole lot of different grooves and shapes.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Also, we both kind of noticed at the same time that, like, the feet are there, and right under them is this little, like, bump that looks like if you tried to take a turn, you would just scrape every time.
Yeah.
But it turns from a motorcycle with, like, some Zord accoutrement into just the whole lion's head. Like, the whole bike is the lion's head, which is way less aerodynamic. It would not help you, but it's got more power.
It's powered up.
So it goes faster, and Leo wins. And he spins around and is like, hey, I won. You gotta give me those trophies. And Mantis is like... No,
I'm still a monster.
I'm evil, remember?
And also, Leo blows past the finish line, and Mantis stops almost just across it. So he could have grabbed the Quasar Saber.
That's true. He's just shocked that he lost, I guess. And Leo's like, all right, if you're not going to give it to me, I'm going to have to murder you. And he goes into fireball mode, which is pretty rad.
It is. Yeah, the lion head, like, shuts over him.
Yeah.
And he just blasts through.
Yeah, there's, like, this big trail of fire, and he murders Mantis. And it's pretty great. And when he does that, as soon as he does that, the girls turn back into rangers and not statues. And then Damon and Kai, at one point we did cut back to Damon and Kai waking up.
I wanted to talk about that, because when they wake up, Kai sees that the bike is gone, and he panics, and he wakes up Damon. And so I thought there was going to be something in the race of, like, it wasn't finished being fixed.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but
there's not. He just wins the race.
Yeah. And so Kai and Damon show up after the girls return back to normal, and they're like, yeah, you did it. What's this? And he's like, it's the red cycle. And they're like, great. And he's like, oh. And then the monster grows, and he's like, I'll have to tell you about it later. And they call their Zords, And this is a very early episode of the Sentai, I'm assuming, because we get a lot of shots of Zords coming as monsters.
I thought that it was going to just be the Galacta Beasts fighting, like not Zord mode or anything.
Yeah, just regular.
I was like, this must be like a very early monster. But then they called the Zord mode.
Yeah. Which, like, still showed the whole thing, and it, like,
yeah,
they used the missile.
They introduced these Lost Galactivies and used one of them one time so far.
Yeah. There was one other episode, I cannot for the life of me remember what it was, but there was one episode where the Galacta Buddies fought as in animal mode. That's it, though. It was just the two.
Yeah.
And then the lion got, like, three episodes to light people on fire with his fireball breath.
Right.
So they turn into Megazord. They do a little fight. At one point, they turn to the side, and Kendrick goes, "Pink power!" And out of the Wildcat's mouth, a bunch of, like, petals and pink tornado
it's just
hits
pink
it.
Power.
And it turns it around a little bit, and they kill it with the missile.
Yeah, it buys them just enough time to blast it with the Condor missile. Yeah.
And it's dead.
It started off like it was going to be a good, meaningful giant fight, and then it just is over.
It was about twice as long as most of the other ones
but
have
been.
But
that's still only 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. there was like a couple moves of it, Megazord dodging and tossing. And
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It looked like there was going to be a good back and forth. The Mantis was going to get some stuff in, but he just gets hip-tossed, pink-blasted, and shot to death.
And shot with a missile, and then he dies. And then later on, we cut back to Leo and Maya walking in the woods, and Leo's in, like, bike shorts and a Tour de France bike shirt, and they're talking, and he lies to Maya, because he's like, yeah, I talked to the lion. She's like, you talked to the lion? He's like, yeah, he told me about when he was, like, a little lion puppy, and he was in another galaxy, and Maya's like, did he now? And Leo's like, no.
No, he grunted at me in such a way that I was like, more power.
More power.
He says that the lion told him his cycle had more powers.
This is plural.
Yeah.
So get ready for it to, like, time travel.
Right now I'm skeptical if we'll ever even see this power again.
There is, there's like 20 more episodes, less than that. I don't remember how many exactly there are in this season, but I would guess
45.
Okay, so under 20.
Yep.
We'll see it one or two more times.
See, I don't know.
No more
they
than
don't,
that, though.
They don't do a lot of bike stuff. Or they
no.
haven't yet. There's still half a season.
No, but this is a new toy, and they gotta do at least one or two more times to sell that new toy.
That's true.
So then the other guys show up. Kendrick is also there. She's not in bike clothes. Maya's not in bike clothes, but all the guys are in bike clothes because they're going to do a bike style race, a bicycle race.
Yeah. They're in the woods.
They're in the woods, in the woods dome. Kai hands Leo a helmet, and they all get on bikes, and then they're like, all right, ready? Go. And Maya's like, oh, you think they'd be sick of bikes by now? Ha ha ha. And the episode ends.
Yep.
It's just like, okay. All right, bye, episode.
Yeah.
Okay, see you later. I thought we were doing something else, but
much like the giant fight, it's just suddenly over.
Sometimes it just ends. So, Josh, I started.
I know you did.
What's the best?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Every time.
And I still don't. I guess the best is just the bike fixing scene, the yelling scene.
I also loved the yelling bike fixing scene. Because it was, again, it was Power Rangers together.
It was Power Rangers together. They were yelling at each other because they were in a stressful situation.
Right. But it was supportive yelling.
But they weren't mad at each other, which was pretty cool.
And they were all trying to solve a problem together, which
And Damon and Kai were adamant that Leo doesn't do it alone.
Yeah.
Even though Leo is like, gonna do it alone anyway.
Yeah, I gotta do it alone. They're like, fine, let's fix this thing then. It was real good. It was a real good scene. What's the worst?
Yeah, I just had one.
I got one.
What was it? What's yours?
Mantis's face.
Mantis's face. That's it.
Horrible.
That secret man face he has,
like,
on there.
You don't notice it until this, like, you noticed it like a minute before I did, and it's this close up, and it's like, no, please.
Yeah, it was only because you were taking a note, and they just happened to zoom in on his face, and I was like, uh-oh.
And then it goes away, and you're just like, okay, it's just his horrible mouth, and then they just cut right up there.
Yeah, and it's like slow zoom that second
bad.
Time.
It's so bad.
Really
gross.
Let it sink in, and he's got those doggy dentures, and I'm just not into it.
Not a fan. Who is the MVP?
Leo? See, I don't know. That doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't feel right. I'm kind of torn because you can't give it to Kai or Damon because they both did the same amount of work. So you can't give it to one over the other.
And Kendricks and Maya were trophies for most of the
Kendricks
episode.
Kendricks was in 1 second of this episode.
She herself is only at the end.
Yeah, she's in the morph fight for a second, but then she's just standing in the woods for a second, and that's it. Maya did sort of teach Leo how to talk to the animals.
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't feel MVP worthy either. And the mantis sucked.
I didn't
like him.
And my default of Trakina can't because she was in 1 second of it. I guess it's got to go to Leo.
It's going to have to go to Leo because there's no Mike at all. No mention of him.
No, yeah, no. Mike's dead again. He's back in a crevice. He's a summering in a crevice somewhere. But yeah, I guess it's got to be Leo. And Leo did enough to warrant it. It just, he just rode a bike a lot.
Yeah. He did an arm motion that made his bike fast.
The fireball was pretty rad.
It was. Let's give it to the motorcycle.
All right, yeah. I'm going to give it to the motorcycle.
the lion capsulator bike.
Capsular?
I don't know. Because it closes like a capsule?
I guess.
I don't know. That's what I heard. That's probably not what he said.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm not going to look this one up.
Capsular sounds like a superlative. Oh, this is way capsular than the last
totally
one.
Totally capsular, way bro.
Capsular, bro. Anyway, so that's it. That's the end of this episode.
Yep.
Next week is called Loyax's final battle.
Before we get to that, we have one more thing to do.
We gotta rank it!
We gotta rank it.
Man, we try to forget that a lot. All right, so Josh, let me pull it up. Pull up these rankings. All right, we got 23 on the board so far. My opening gambit is, well, let's figure it out. Okay. Better or worse than Double Duty?
I don't know. I've been struggling with that for the last 5 minutes.
So
it's right around there.
It's got to be around there. I don't think it's worse than last week's episode, right? Or last episode, Blue to the Test?
It's worse than Blue to the Test, for sure.
So right under Blue to the Test is Double Duty.
All right. Well, then is it better or worse than that?
I don't think it's better than Double Duty.
I don't think so either. I did not enjoy watching it as much as I enjoyed Double Duty.
And here's the thing. This probably is not speaking well of the episode, but the entire time I was like, man, I gotta watch some more Kamen Rider. Because dirt bike superheroes rule.
See, I thought kind of the opposite. Not that dirt bike superheroes are lame, but they were just racing and that was kind of boring.
But all the stuff I liked about the episode, other than the one scene where they were arguing around the bikes, was the racing stuff. The rest of it was just like,
well, that's because all the other stuff in the episode was the racing stuff.
That's true. There was a lot of racing stuff. But I don't know. I was into the racing just kind of on the face of it. And I was like, I should get, I have all of Kamen Rider Forza that I found off the back of an internet truck. And I watched the first 20 episodes and then moved 4 years ago. And then 3 years ago. And haven't watched the rest of it since. So I might start that over. But at the same time, instead of being like, oh, this episode's, I'm watching it right now, I was like, I could be watching Kamen Rider. So I think it goes below Double Duty.
I think it goes below Double Duty. What's the one right under that?
Memories of Mirinoi.
It's better than that. I think it's better than that.
Yeah, that episode was nothing, really.
Yeah.
So, all right, coming in at number 12, Mean Wheels Mantis. All right, so that's it for this episode. Next episode, called Loyax's Last Battle.
Yeah,
R.I.P. in peace, Loyax.
I am assuming we're going to meet and send off Loyax.
Yep, Godspeed, Loyax. Peace be with you, etc., etc. We will see you on Monday for that. But until then, may the power protect you. We'll be right back.
Good. Cool.
Ah. Punched myself in the side of the head with my... Oh. Everything just fell apart in 1 second.
That's all it takes. Only takes 3 seconds to lose a match.